Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 110. Only one away from 111, which I guess is pretty cool because it has three ones in a row. Jeez. Okay. It's going to be another tired episode because that's what I record, apparently. Yeah. So that's fun. Today, I want to talk about a little man. I just cut out there. Apologies. I'm back now. I want to talk about a little man named Vincent Van Gogh. Actually, was he little? Van Gogh. Height. Let's find out. 5'7". Yep, a little man named Vincent Van Gogh. Wasn't Van Gogh a twink? Was Van Gogh a twink? An article in Harvard Magazines states that Van Gogh's medical biographers agree that his adulthood included periods of... This is saying that he could have been had gay or bi, or that he was very well could have been bi, but this isn't saying he was a twink. I don't know if he was a twink. Google is not telling me that much information on this topic, which I think is kind of a shame. The reason I wanted to talk about Vincent Van Gogh today is actually because I was sent a post by someone who, and it had like Starry Night in it, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let's Van Gogh and do this, you know? Hold on, I can hit the comedy button. Look at me, I'm so funny. So, now I'm going to talk about Vincent Van Gogh. But the thing is, I don't know things about Vincent Van Gogh. Evidently, as I had to look up whether or not he was a twink. Which, he doesn't look like a twink. He's got a beard. Twinks don't usually have... Oh, hold on. Picture to the left. Ooh, he does kind of look like a twink in 1873, though. So, the main question of this episode we're going to try and answer is, was Vincent Van Gogh a twink? So, oh boy. It's the early years. He was the oldest surviving child, minister of the Dutch Reformed Church. Of a minister of the Dutch Reformed Church. Okay, none of this is giving me information whether or not he was a twink. His father was the youngest son of a minister as well.
Oh, Jesus, Terry.
He had, like, let's see, two brothers and three sisters, but in later in life, he only kept in touch with one of his sisters and one of his brothers named Wilhelmina, also known as Will, and Theo. So that's pretty cool. A serious and thoughtful child. He felt abandoned in a boarding school, so that's a thing, I guess. Let's see. Come on, there's gotta be something. Anyone who goes to boarding school is already, like, well on their way to becoming a twink. Let's be real. They do not approach the... He began an interest in art at a young age. They were not intense, but they were expressive when he was younger. That's... I mean, it could be twinky, I guess. I'm trying to see. That's nothing's really giving me that much of a read on this. Emerging artist in Paris. No, I'm not. I can't tell. I don't need style and works or
self-portraits.
I mean, he drew a lot of plants and stuff, or painted a lot of plants, I guess. He didn't draw them. But, oh, wait, I was thinking of Da Vinci. Was Da Vinci a twink? Was Da Vinci a twink? He is a revered as a gay icon. This isn't telling me if he was a twink, though. Yeah, I'm not, I don't know. I mean, hold on, let's see. Images of Da Vinci. He's got a magnificent beard, which is not usually what I think of as a twink, just as a gay person. Like, I don't know. I never really liked the term twink to just describe someone who's gay. I think it's a very, very specific type of person. So, you know, take that how you will. His Jesus painting was based off his BF at the time. I could see that. He's got a magnificent beard. Oh, my. But this is not a Van or a Da Vinci episode. This is a Van Gogh museum. Let's see. I'm trying to find interesting things to say. Let's look at the contents. Ooh, death. That's interesting. Right. Vincent Van Gogh. Right. Okay. I don't think I can say that on this podcast without a trigger warning, and I don't really feel like putting a content warning in the description. So we're instead going to talk about artistic breakthroughs. Let's head up Albus Ouise, O-I-S-E? I don't know. May to July in 1890. He moved near a bunch of amateur painters and completed a couple paintings. Oh, approximately 70 something, actually. In his last weeks. He completed 70 paintings in his last weeks. That's insane. I did hear that Van Gogh completed like 75 paintings in his last 80 days, which is almost a painting a day. Like, imagine having that much motivation to do anything. That's insane. I can barely do a podcast for 15 minutes a day. Or not barely. I probably could go longer, but also I'm really tired.
Look, it's almost 11 at night.
If I made this any longer, I don't think I'd be able to keep it up. I'm trying to find some interesting things to say about Van Gogh that aren't just, oh, so this bedroom in Aries painting has a bed in it, and it has some chairs in it, and it has a window. Because I don't want to just describe paintings to you. That doesn't sound like it'd be the most fun. Okay, but he has got this one painting of a skeleton smoking a cigarette, so that's pretty funny, actually. I mean, I don't condone the use of cigarettes, but skeleton using a cigarette is pretty funny. Let's see. I'm trying to find. Oh, he had syphilis, so that's not great. He also drank a lot, which is also not great. I wouldn't recommend either of them. This looks like an interesting story. When Van Gogh was required to draw Venus of Milo during a drawing class, he produced a limbless, naked torso of a Flemish peasant woman. His teacher... Is that Sidbert? I'm trying to see. Yeah. His teacher, I think? Yes. His teacher, Sibert, regarded this is defiance against his artistic guidance and made corrections to his drawing with a crayon so vigorously that he tore the paper. Van Gogh flew in a violent rage and shouted at Sibert, "You clearly do not know what a young woman is like. God, I'm going to say darn it, but that's not what he said. A woman must have hips, buttocks, and a pelvis in which she can carry a baby." According to some accounts, this was the last time he ever attended classes in the university or academy and left later for Paris. I mean, yeah. I guess, you know, props to him for something. No. He wasn't mad that women have hips. He just said that a woman has to have hips, buttocks, and a pelvis, and that's all. So he made a limbless, naked torso of a random peasant woman when asked to draw Venus, you know, the goddess for whom the planet Venus is named. She was a goddess of love, I believe. Or, you know, he was asked to draw Venus of Milo, which I have to check if that's a different thing. Venus of Milo is, let's see, an ancient Greek statue. Oh, wait, it's that! Oh, my, I've seen this statue before. It's this one statue of this woman who is, like, got no arms. Like, one of her arms is, like, broken off. And some people are, I'm trying to see. It looks like it's a representation of Aphrodite? Dude, I don't know how this all works. But no. So yeah, that's a Van Gogh thing. Let's see if there's any other Van Gogh. At the end, he lived with his brother for a while. At the end of 1886, Theo found living with Vincent to be almost unbearable, to quote. But then they had made peace again in the next year. So that's, I guess, how that is. Let's see. This is giving me a whole bunch of things that, frankly, the listeners don't care about. I need to get the best, only the best for you guys. He moved ill from drink and suffering from smoker's cough. In February 1888, Van Gogh sought refuge in Arles. He seems to have moved with the thoughts of founding an art colony. The then Danish artist Christian Møller Pedersen became his companion for 2 months, and at first Arles appeared exotic. In a letter, he described it as a foreign country. The Zouaves, the thing I can't say on a podcast, the adorable little Elisine going to her first communion. Okay, that's a little creepy, Mr. Go. The priest in a surplice, who looks so much like a dangerous rhinoceros. The people drinking absinthe, don't drink absinthe, all seem to be creatures from another world. Dude, I'm not entirely sure what this Van Gogh dude is about. Didn't he also have the ear thing? I'm going to search in the document for ear. Hospital in Arles. The exact sequence of events which led to the mutilation of his ear is not yet known. It seems... apparently his roommate reported that Van Gogh rushed at him with an open razor in his hand. And he was assaulted by voices and cut off his own ear. And he sent the ear to a woman that at a place that him and his roommate both frequented. He was found unconscious after patched up bleeding next morning by the policeman and taken to the hospital. The ear was not reattached as too much time had passed. Wow. The Van Gogh researcher and art historian Bernadette Murphy discovered the true identity of the woman named Gabrielle, who died in Arles at age 80 in 1952, whose descendants still live just outside Arles. Gabrielle, known in her youth as Gabby, was a 17-year-old cleaning girl at that location that I can't say in a podcast, and other local establishments at the time, Van Gogh presented her with his ear. Welp, I'm going to just say the song that's been on my mind all episode, because I think I just need to end this. It is CVS by Winnetka Bowling League. And wow, the song really, really hits hard to me. I just can't talk about Van Gogh and his ear anymore. I just can't do it. So I hope you all have a wonderful day. Think about that some. I'll catch you all later. Goodbye.